Mirwais Ali moved from Afghanistan to Madison when he was 1 year old. In 1998, the year he graduated from high school, police caught him with several bags of marijuana. Later, he was convicted of jumping bail and receiving stolen property. A judge gave him 2 years in jail. That triggered the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service to begin proceedings to deport him back to Afghanistan. A judge in Chicago said the INS had every legal right to do that, but the judge hinted that maybe the underlying crime should be changed. So Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard agreed to amend the original charges to possession of marijuana and scrap the intent to deliver part. That means it's not a deportable offense anymore.
In this case, we had, I think, an unusual combination of circumstances where the immigration judge himself essentially invited this action by the state of Wisconsin, acknowledged the nature of the charge. It was not a violent case involving violence or sexual abuse. So you put it all together, we made the unusual decision, and one we're not going to make, you know, every day.
Blanchard says deporting Ali to a war-torn country where he doesn't speak any local languages or know anyone would be a penalty out of proportion to the crime he was convicted of. Ali's Afghan-American parents say they never sought citizenship for him because they thought he already was a citizen. They misunderstood the law. Ali himself could not be reached for comment. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.